Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
They work.
Arr, matey.
Well, you're at work. Scott Zolak.
I think it's a disaster.
Mark Bertrand.
I know. I want to get it out.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Girl, and you're gone too far, cause you know it don't matter anyway. You can rely on the old man's money. You can rely on the old man's money. It's a bitch, girl, but it's gone too far, cause you know it don't matter anyway. Say money, money won't get you too far, get you too far.
Thanks to Chris, who tweeted us to go watch the video of the hippo chasing a speedboat. Zoe will go nuts. What?
I already saw that one. It's a good one.
Yeah, that's one of Zoe's.
Deceptive, man. Hippos can swim.
Oh, they're big and fast.
It's like they're just sitting there getting wet. No.
Mm-mm. Zoe's been watching the zoo animals. What do you have? Chimpanzees versus...
The favorite one's the chimp messing with the raccoon where the raccoon tries to dive in that hole and they're pulling it out. One guy's poking it.
Chimpanzees and baboons earlier in two separate cages, like trying to poke at each other and then all hell breaks loose.
All hell broke loose. It's like a jail fight. Oh, my God. Jesus.
You
never would, you
I
would
mean,
think...
What, can I ask you a question? What zoo keeps them...
I guess you can't combine them.
But with nothing but chain link fence between them.
But
that is nuts. Chain link fence.
You know, like when
they're lucky they don't rip the posts out of the ground.
You know when you go to the pet store and they have those tetra fish, the ones with the long little fish, and they got them individual containers on the shelf? Like, don't you like just want to buy two of them and let them just go at each other? See what the hell happens.
Oh, you're talking about like the fighter fish.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, you got to keep them separate. You got to have them in the
same
tank.
When they're together, though, aren't they fine?
You could put them in the same tank, but you have to have a tank separator.
It depends until one of them lips off.
My kids
aren't fine anymore.
No. But then I guess like the chimps and the baboons, they don't mix. So you got to keep them separate. But it's pretty cool to have them separate to where.
Is there a size advantage there?
Kind of, this one chimp started to mess with the other one and get the hand through the cage, and he's trying to torment the.
Yeah, but he's so much smaller. That doesn't seem like a solid.
The one almost ripped his hand off.
And ripped him into two.
Yeah.
617-779-0985 as we go into a week off for you.
Yes.
You're not here at all next week.
No.
I'll be back at the end of next week.
You'll be back. Be way back to break it down for you.
After the fourth.
I don't know. Who the hell's in for us the first 3 days?
Hardy will take one of those days. No?
Excellent.
Maybe not. You in the morning next week?
You don't have vacay at all next week?
Yeah, I am. I'm doing the morning show with Fred Monday and Tuesday, I'm off. I'll be back on Monday the 9th.
Nice.
Okay.
I'll see you then.
All right.
Nice. Good for you. It's very nice of you. Very proud of you. 617-779-0985. Can I ask Hardy a question that Zoe, you'll have no idea
about? It's right over there.
Fly episode of Breaking Bad, yay or nay?
No.
Thank you.
No clue what that
means. Oh, I know. Rich was trying to shove it down our throats today.
Oh, disgusting.
It's just something on his
mind. This is what his tweet said at 9:32 last night. Rich Shurtenlieb said, he was retweeting an article about Breaking Bad. 10 years later, saying this article just reminds me that Breaking Bad was a perfect drama. All those seasons and not 1 second was wasted. The only drama series I've watched in its entirety twice. First of all, I think Breaking Bad is amazing. I love Breaking Bad. The Fly episode can go right to hell. Get out of here with your Fly episode.
The problem is, with and it's not a problem, but I believe Breaking Bad surprised themselves and everyone else when they found out how popular it was, because you watch how fast that show moves in the first season, they realize, we've got ourselves a phenomenon here. We're going to get picked up for season after season. We got to slow things down, which to their credit, they did admirably, very well for many seasons. But there are a couple of clunker episodes thrown in there, like The Fly, where only the biggest hardo for Breaking Bad or anything like that is going to go back and say, that is perfection. That's one of the
Breaking Bad suck-ups.
That might be the best episode. It's like The Sopranos.
Suck-up. What is Breaking Bad
on? The Sopranos had total crap episodes. Total crap.
Yep.
You go back and watch them now, they stink. Just because you watch the entire series two times through, Rich, doesn't mean you get to rewrite history and have this this revisionist notion of what is good and what is bad. Because at the time, trust your instincts. You thought it sucked. Guess what? It did suck. It still sucks. Just because you went back and watched it all again doesn't mean you have a greater appreciation for the things that it talks about. Oh, shut up.
Shut up, Rich.
Yeah, you know what that's called? That's called a bridge episode, and every single series does it at some point. Sometimes it's a clip episode. They just got to get something on the air that week. Well, they decided to do something. They didn't have a ton of budget, or they didn't have anything left in the budget for actors or extras or anything else. Let's do one that just takes place in one set, and we'll just write a long script for it, and we'll shoot it. And you know what? Sometimes it works. Sometimes it sucks. This one sucked. Don't try and convince me otherwise. I watched it. I didn't like it. It was boring.
I knew you'd get fired up over this.
Oh, my God.
Joe Siders, our buddy from the New Pornographers.
Yeah.
He tweeted me after I tweeted back to Rich. Whoa, whoa, whoa. The Fly episode can go to hell. Joe tweeted me and said, I've lost 6 or 7 friends on this debate.
I wonder which side he's on.
And I'm going to tell you something. I pissed off 2 of my friends with that tweet last night, calling the Fly episode for what it is. Bunch of garbage.
Garbage.
You ready for the defense? From my friend Ryan, who is a total Breaking Bad, Vince Gilligan, fanboy suck-up. Ready for it? This is the defense. This is going to drive Hardy up a wall. I can feel it. Fly is a metaphor for the entire series.
Shut up.
Especially with respect to the pacing of it. I think the people who hate it are the same people who complain about the slow pacing of Better Call Saul. But it's what I love the most about Vince and his writing. It's slow. You typically know the payoff in advance, but he makes you wait for it. It was also directed by Rian Johnson, who then went on to direct the best episode of the series in, how do you say it? Ozymandias? That second to last episode, which was fabulous. Yes.
I don't remember. I watched the series once. I enjoyed it. I got on with my life. I don't know. I watched the entire series start to finish, and it was really, really good, but that episode sucked. And by the way, it's not a bridge episode. It's called a bottle episode. Did you read about this?
No, but I know what one is in Sopranos, the chasing around the Russian in the woods.
Okay, so they were...
But that was a good one. That was entertaining. That made you laugh.
The series creator said we were hopelessly over budget, and we needed to come up with what's called a bottle episode, set in one location. It was written by these two people and directed by Rian Johnson, and it aired, and that's it. It's like, okay, we can't spend any more money this week. Only the actors that we have under contract and set that we already have. So we can't tell any story this week. We're just going to sit these guys down for an hour and see if we can get people to the point where they want to put a shotgun in their mouths. But hopefully by then the episode will be over. And that's what it was. You sit down and watch that thing now and tell me that's a good way to spend an hour of your life. It's not.
It's not.
It's not. Tell me a story.
In fact, I got tweeted that people who have rewatched the series have skipped the episode in rewatching the series.
Love it. Good for them.
I think that's brilliant. Those
people are true heroes.
And for those of you who did not watch Breaking Bad, okay, it's a great show. Really good stuff. Really good writing. And then one of the episodes, they just go off script and basically they're in this drug lab where they chase around a fly for the entire episode. Because there's a fly, you know, like an annoying fly.
Yeah.
They chase it around for an entire hour. It's a story of them chasing around a fly for an hour. Killer. Coming up next.
More Breaking Bad.
We'll get to your calls on this. You want to talk about it? It's worthwhile. I know people have strong opinions on this, and Rich talked about it this morning, right? So, in the mix. Put it in the mix. And then also, we've got Ken and Lowell on the line. He wants to talk to Hardy. It says here, Ken and Lowell wants to talk to Hardy.
Hey, Zoe. Hi, Beetle.
We'll do that next.
Hey, Hardy.
Yeah. Zoe and Beetle, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
I was tired of my lady. We'd been together too long. Like a worn
of a favorite song. So while she lay there sleeping, I read the paper in bed. And in the personal columns, there was this letter I read. If you like piña coladas,
617-779-0985. Let's go to Ken, who's in Lowell, as promised. He wants to speak with Hardy.
That was his dollar. Oh, yeah. Hey, Joe. Hey. Beetle. Hey, Hardy.
Hi, Ken.
Hi, Ken.
Yeah, the other day I called up and I made a statement, and then Hardy started making fun of me and stuff. And, you know,
he's an a-hole.
What?
You know, what I stated was a fact.
What?
All right, what I stated was a fact. When the World Cup, hold on. Okay, what I stated was a fact. When the European Cup is held in a European country, it is won by a European country. And then Hardy goes off saying, oh, Brazil was, World Cup in Brazil was won by Germany, and the World Cup in Japan was won by this country, and the World Cup in South Africa was won. That's not what I'm talking about. What do those countries got to do with you being European countries? I'm saying...
Hey, Ken, where are you right now?
Unipar.
I'm in Cappy's Crop of Cattle in Lowell right now. I'm working on the sidewalk. I'm working on the sidewalk. We're laying down some
concrete. Some water.
Ken, I call OSHA.
For a lunch break.
I think my point was a European country tends to win it no matter where it's being held.
Don't be so rude when you say it that way.
No, that's not necessarily the case, Heidi.
Yeah.
When it is held outside of a European country, it can be won by Brazil or Argentina.
Okay, well, in 2014, Germany won when it was in Rio. In 2010, Spain won when it was in South Africa.
What does that have to do with the European country, Artie?
My point is, since when is Brazil a European country? All I'm talking about...
It never has been.
No, you're pissing me off because you're twisting my words around.
You totally twisted your words,
okay,
Ken.
All right, Ken, here, let me break it down for you. You said you don't like the World Cup because European countries tend to win it when the World Cup is being held in Europe. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay, and what I said is that...
Excuse me, Heidi. I said it was overloaded with European countries. That's what I said.
Okay. The World Cup also tends to be won by a European country, no matter where it's held. So the European countries, yes, they do have a bit of a monopoly on world-class World Cup teams, them and Brazil. But the fact that the matches are held in Europe, I don't think has much bearing on who ends up winning. Because the European countries win.
That was my whole point, Heidi, is that when it is in a European country, and by the way, they lowered the field. It used to be 24 teams and half of them, 50% of them came from Europe, okay? Now it's 32 teams and 14 teams. That's 42%. All right. Now, all bets are off as far as it goes for Brazil or South Africa
or
Mexico or whatever.
All right, Ken.
All right.
Thank
guys.
You.
All right.
Thank
all right. I've meant it. Thank
hey,
you.
Have a good
all
weekend.
Right, have a good weekend, Ken. All right.
I will do. Thank you.
All right.
See you, dude.
Huh?
Don't put words in his mouth, dude.
Huh?
He ain't smart enough. And when the last time anybody said Brazil was a European country?
What's Brazil got to do with it?
What those countries got to do with you being European countries?
Oh, my God. Steve is in the car. Steve.
Follow that.
He is the best. He is the best.
I love him. Ken and Lowell. Love him.
Steve, go.
Steve, what do you got?
Hey, listen, guys. Listen, Beetle.
Yeah.
You got to go over to your neighbor. Does your wife bake?
Yeah, sure.
Does she date?
All right. Have her bake some cupcakes.
Oh, bake.
Yeah.
Bring them over to your neighbor.
Yeah.
Okay?
Okay.
And say, here, I just want to give you something here. And then lean into them and say, listen, I'm giving you these because you have 2 days left to enjoy them. Because if I don't get my hedge clippers back, I'm going to break your goddamn shoulders.
What is going on?
I'll tell you something. There's something very real and specific about a threat to break someone's shoulders. Not your legs.
How do you even break a shoulder?
I'm not going to crack your head open.
Oh, man.
I'm not going to stab you or shoot you. I'm going to break your shoulders.
I have all the bones to choose.
I tell you
what. Bones.
Watch you don't get the head hedge trimmer back.
No, it's a weed whacker.
Trimmer.
Yeah, line trimmer. Sorry.
No.
I said trimmer, but it's not a hedge trimmer. It's line trimmer.
Huh?
I've gotten my. I don't use it that often because I have a gas one. You know, when you do the whole yard, but when you have just allow, I could miss a spot there. You want to just touch up around a fence real quick. Yeah, you just there's no maintenance. You just turn it on for a quick second, gets the job done.
My landscaper ran out of gas. I gave him my gas. So I'm like, hey, I ain't using my gas. Use my gas. He was going to go to the gas station, but like, I got gas. I got like five gallon
and
buckets.
And you break his shoulders. I got a message from Frank the Tank as well about this. He said, Mark, I'm Italian, and at your disposal, not only will I get your trimmer back, I will tell you if that guy likes to wear women's underwear. He's going to do a full-fledged investigation of the man's life.
I mean, I had a Bruce Jenner one back in the day when he was a regular.
What the hell? Where was that from? I don't remember that.
He's tap.
I don't remember that. Oh, God.
I'm in Kaffee's Cup of Kettle in Lowell right now.
Kaffee's Cup of Kettle? He's where? Kaffee's Copper Kettle.
There's someone on the line who's anonymous who's got it. What do you got there, anonymous?
Hey, I have a picture of Kawhi Leonard on a plane right now from San Diego to Boston. I'll email it to you guys.
Email it to us now.
You got the email address?
You got our email?
Your intern didn't give it to me.
Why not?
We'll give it to you right now. Zo at 985thesportshub.com.
Okay, and the only way we're going to know if it's authentic is if you either do a panoramic shot that shows the flight map on the screen embedded in the seat in front of you.
Screenshot your ticket, please.
And then pan it over to get Kawhi Leonard.
We'll examine the evidence.
We will post it.
I just want to make sure that Mr. Anonymous sends it in.
Yeah.
I want a video or a panoramic shot, something.
Oh, my God. Please let him become
here. Mr. Anonymous, we know your name, by the way. You've called before. We have your name. We know your town. We know where you live.
I just pulled up,
and we have your phone number.
I just pulled up a photo of Cappy's Copper Kettle in Lowell.
Yeah?
It looks exactly like the place where Ken and Lowell would be on a Friday afternoon.
I'm in Cappy's Copper Kettle in Lowell right now.
Cappy's Copper Kettle. The alliteration is through the roof. Wow.
I mean, it looks like a nice joint.
What do those countries got to do with you being European countries? Huh?
Ken, I'm just saying that European countries tend, you know, they've won it in Brazil. They've won it.
Hey!
Oh, my friend Ryan, who had the douchey text about Breaking Bad, is on the line. Oh. Ryan!
Hey, Ryan.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
What's up?
Not much. Hey, I love that the guy tweeted you and said that he lost 6 or 7 friends over that. I think that's like my dream, is for people to just stop being friends with me because of my horrible television takes.
Well, you and I can break up over this. It's fine. Goodbye.
You guys, you know, you guys need to have some respect. The name of the episode is not The Fly, it's Fly.
Oh, excuse us.
Second of all, you guys have no respect for character development and plot development. That episode was a focal point of the entire series.
Ryan, shut up. This is not the worst call of the day. It's just worst. Okay, that's what you are.
Murray's
worst.
Chirping in now, too.
Focal point of the entire series. Give yourself a reality check. They had to do it because they ran out of money, and then a bunch of idiots like you try and convince yourself that the most understated and soft episode somehow becomes the heart
of the entire... The metaphor for the entire series.
...arc and plot line of Breaking Bad. No, you just got suckered in. Uh-huh. You're an absolute rube when it comes to stuff like this, Ryan. My guess is a lot of other things in life.
You guys remember what Walt revealed to Jesse in that episode?
No. Goodbye.
Jesse that he should be dead.
Okay.
No, that's not necessarily the case, Hardy.
Thanks, Ryan. Appreciate you defending the honor of Fly, not the Fly.
Yeah.
That is that side of it, though. You get drawn into it. They're blinded by Vince Gilligan. Blinded by him.
Held outside of a European country.
The man can do no wrong. Stop. That's enough, Ken. Enough. Dave the Milkman. Dave.
Hey, what are you guys going to do when Tom Brady retires? That's all you guys ever talk about.
Offer him a job right here at 98.5 The Sports.
Probably spent what we spent on today, about 37 seconds?
A gig.
What should we? I mean, we
for
talked
our show, 37 seconds today? Is that too much for you?
Yeah, we talked a little Brady, but we talked a lot of Kawhi.
None of it was about retirement.
Brady except for the woman in the morning. She never talked.
What woman in the morning?
What woman in the morning? Who are you talking about?
Well, I know in the morning when I first got my milk group.
Oh, he's talking about
hair.
That was a hell of a segment. Put that one in for the Marconi.
Captain, where you been?
All right.
The milkman makes a lot of good points there, though. Why would we, as the flagship station of the
Patriots,
New England Patriots,
concern ourselves with
spending
that.
Time talking about the quarterback of said New England Patriots, especially when he is the greatest quarterback of all time?
Well, especially the drama that's been around the team this year.
He doesn't deserve any conversation.
You know what, Hardy? It's been a normal offseason. Get a real normal offseason.
Get Milk Boy back on the line because he started to make sense.
Bring your udders back.
Hardy has headlines.
At the very end.
Sports Hub headlines.
I have nipples, Mr. Milkman. Can you milk me?
Huh?
Red Sox beat the Angels last night at Fenway Park. That completes the series sweep, the season sweep of the Angels. 4-2 the final. Eduardo Rodriguez gets his start tonight against CC Sabathia. They're in New York to play against the Yankees. As far as the LeBron James drama going on today, his agent has informed the Cavaliers that he will not exercise his $35.6 million option. He's going to become an unrestricted free agent. Now, according to Brian Windhorst, this decision is favorable to the Lakers' chances, hurts the Rockets' chances, and the Cavaliers remain firmly in the mix. Thank you, Brian. Headlines are brought to you by Boston Laser. Do what Gerard Mayo did. Start seeing 2020 with a LASIK procedure at Boston Laser, 866-77-LASER. I'm Hardy. I'm Boston's home for sports. 98.5 The Sports Hub. More headlines in 30 minutes.
One who can take you on can't be good for all of them.
I gotta find him. What's my name?
Marvel's Luke Cage, only on Netflix.
Coors Light, established in 1978 and born in the Rockies, where the only thing more refreshing than your current adventure is what's next. It's why Coors Light is lagered cold for a lighter, crisper taste. Filtered cold to ensure brilliance, clarity, and...
What's
going on?
Zolak and Bertrand continues.
Hey!
On 98.5, The Sports Hub.
As soon as you are able, oh, and I am willing to make the break that we are on the brink of. My cup is on the table. I love this feeling. Waiting here for you to take a drink of. So if you're tired of the same old story,
Jim Murray has checked in. If you ever need reassurance in your life, Hardy,
that
what you're thinking is right, just go to Jim Murray and see what he says. And he says the Fly episode of Breaking Bad is great, which right there just reassures me that you and I know what the hell we're talking
about.
We're
on the right side of this journey.
All right. That makes me go to a comfortable place. Yep.
Sure does.
Thank you, Jim. Appreciate it. Mike is in Revere on Breaking Bad. Mike?
Are you guys not aware of what a bottle episode actually is and, like, how big of an accomplishment that Breaking Bad episode is?
I never saw one episode.
Accomplishment!
Are you serious?
I never saw one episode.
Like, I'll tell you what, it accomplished being so bad that like a decade later we're still ripping on it.
Yeah. Yes.
No, nonsense, because it's something that they get.
I like those apples.
Shows do it for no budget, and then they go forward with it, and they did the. It's so important to that story.
Right.
I got another question.
Okay.
That sounded like a statement, but okay, go ahead with your question.
Oh, sorry, that was a statement.
Yeah.
Did Brady leave the comment on the Barstool thing?
All right, can we?
That's reserved.
Okay. All right, here we go.
Excuse me, Heidi.
Oh, wait a minute.
Oh, God.
What? You know what an accomplishment it is to have no money and then go make an episode anyway? No. I don't understand what the accomplishment is there. You did an hour of boring television.
No. They talked themselves into it being a work of art.
And talked themselves into it being something awesome.
Someone else emailed them. Good joke by somebody else. Who heard that caller say that they've got a picture of Kyrie? Another listener sent us a picture of a man in lingerie standing at a counter in an airport. Here,
that's the
it.
Caller. That...
You have it? Let me see.
It.
Let me see. Hold on.
That's him.
Looks like him.
I mean, that's him. I don't. I can't.
But how do we? Okay, so it's a picture of Kyrie.
He just took it off his phone. So this is his phone picture.
No,
it's a picture of Kawhi Leonard at an airport. That's
in an airplane.
Boarding a flight, the person who took the picture claims that it's a flight from San Diego to Boston.
It's a boarding flight Green 18, San Diego to Boston.
How do we know that, though?
We don't. There's nothing in the photo that guarantees it's a flight.
I told him, I said, screenshot your ticket and send it.
It's like a hostage picture where it's like you have to have the hostage holding a copy of today's newspaper.
Right.
See, he's still alive as of this morning.
There's nothing that proves that flight picture was taken today or that it's going to Boston.
Right.
Yeah.
It's not Jimmy! Enough. Jimmy, what are your sources telling you, Jimmy? Jay Stu, floating through the room. What are your green team sources telling you about Kawhi taking a trip to Boston? Anything? Hear anything on that?
All I know is that Jason Tatum will not be part of the package.
Jimmy hasn't heard a thing. Shook his head no.
I've heard nothing, Zoe.
Okay,
there we go. Thank you.
Sorry.
That should be a good next 4 hours. Thanks, buddy.
I'll try to yell at Felger for you.
Okay. If you could irritate Mike today, it'd be excellent. Hook is in with Murray and Felger today. Talk about a tornado of negativity. God.
Wow. Wow. Alexander in Boston. Alexander.
Hey, guys.
Yeah, you ready? Yeah, Alex,
love your show.
George, you ready to go? George in Tewksbury?
Yes, how are you, sir?
Hey, George.
Hey, I just wanted to say I'm driving to work, and you guys' show is so awesome. I want you to know that. It's awesome. It's
I love crazy. You, man. If I could send you a T-shirt, I would.
They won't let us.
You can.
They make you buy them now.
I'll call again on an issue, but I got to tell you now, I know their shtick, the next show coming up, their shtick is to be, I mean, you kind of like be the one sports.
Be the one sports group. You don't. If you want sports, you're going to listen. They ain't hiding anything. And they do a damn good job at it.
They do the negative thing on
they know how to talk it, baby.
I
can't turn them off.
They get together before the show starts and they say, like, let me go this route, let me go this route. It's like,
they don't speak to each other, but I understand what you're saying.
You only communicate through email on that show.
Keep it up. You guys are awesome.
Thank all right, George. Appreciate
George.
The call.
Good call.
Have a good weekend.
So it's going to be Murray, Hook, and. Oh, Felger today.
Yeah, what's Hook's T-shirt say?
Okay.
He says, I want Zoe to punch TV. Me in the head.
What does that
it's
say?
It's the Route 1 mini
is
golf
that the
orange
Route 1
dinosaur.
Shirt with the orange dinosaur? That's a good shirt.
Yeah, it's good stuff.
Good one.
All right. He's keeping it real.
Fake promos are coming up next segment on this Friday. Are they good today, Hardy?
They are good today, yes.
Oh, good.
I think you're gonna be happy.
Is Ken in them?
I don't know.
I mean, you could have made a dozen fake promos out of Ken.
Kind of weird.
Excuse me, Hattie.
Give me the name of the bar again.
What?
One more time.
What copper shop is
I'm in Cappy's Copper Kettle in Lowell right now.
Cappy's Copper Kettle.
Cappy's Copper Kettle.
In Lowell. So they sell copper parts there, like joints and elbows?
No, that's not what I'm talking about. What do those countries got to do with you being European countries?
Yeah. Don't. Hardy, was that line of Moonstruck? You want to buy a regular pipe that will rust, or you want the best. It'd be copper. Then,
it used to be 24 teams, and half of them, 50% of them, came from Europe, okay? Now it's 32 teams and 14%, of, I mean, 14 teams. That's 42%.
Yeah, what he said. What he said. Patrick in Marlboro. Patrick?
Hey, I didn't really want to get on the air. I just wanted to know the name of the song that Tebow played about an hour ago coming back from a break.
The what?
Oh, what's a song from an hour ago coming back from break?
Oh.
And did the intern communicate that at all with you?
Did you screen?
Did you have
call?
A discussion with him?
He was on hold.
Yeah. What did he say? What did he want to talk to us about? You put him on hold to talk to us about a song we played an hour ago. Yeah, thumbs up.
Your guy.
It's my fault.
It is your fault.
I've already taken full responsibility for Caps Cronin back
just
there.
Just admit it. He put him.
He's
on.
Got shorts on today.
Yeah.
I'll tell you, he said, though, he admitted it before anyone had to call it out or make note of it, but he's got atrophy with one of those calves. I mean, he's got to work that other leg. He's only pumping the iron on one leg.
Or you're in a chair and you're spinning yourself with one leg. It builds up.
Start pushing it.
I have one small sports moment. I wanted to get to it yesterday. We didn't have just one small item. Because this has kind of been my thing for a long time about athletes trying to cross over into golf and, like, make a go of it.
Smoltz?
John Smoltz, did you see what he shot in the opening round?
Wasn't
of the,
good.
Hopefully a 105.
U.S. Senior Open yesterday. He went out and carded a smooth 85. He is 15 over par in one round.
I love it.
So,
and that makes you happy.
It doesn't make me happy, but it reinforces what I've said, what our Ray Bork has said before, who's a very good player.
I got to listen to Jim Nantz and Tony Romo talk about it. Romo, they're trying to coax Romo to do this. I'm sitting there, I'm rolling my eyes. Like, yeah, you're going to go and shoot one good round, and then you're going to get your ass eaten.
And I've asked Ray when he was sitting in here with us before.
You're going to get what? Well, it is the season.
Like your ass chewed out, you're going to get yelled at. That's what he meant.
Yeah, you know what I mean.
And I asked him last year when the Senior Open was at Salem. I'm like, Ray, you're single digit. You've been that way for a long time. You know a lot of hockey players. These guys like to play golf. A lot of people talk about going, you know, and playing senior tour when they get done. And he started laughing. I said, what would you say to him? He said, don't. It's a different game. You got guys out there. He got beat by 19. He is 19 strokes off the lead currently. It's a different game. It's not happening.
All right. Fake promos coming your way next.
Solak, and Bertrand. Middays on 98.5 The Sports Hub. They give.
Give it to me. Give it to me now, damn it.
Tell me I'm wrong. I don't know how you could.
And they give.
We need to break news every day.
And they give.
I love breaking news.
Can't get this kind of analysis just anywhere. And now, it's time to take.
That's not a hot take.
End of the day.
Hot takes from the day.
Today's takeaways with Solak and Bertrand on 98.5 The Sports Hub. That's me.
Today's takeaways are brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Take away your extra pounds this summer. It's the official weight loss provider of Scott Zolak, the Boston Red Sox. So many people benefiting from Awaken 180. Give him a call today. Beetle, it's Fake Promo Friday.
It is. How many do we have?
We have several fake promos today, all put together by Tom T-Bone Morgan, who was solely responsible for the fake promos this week. And we have some gems. So let's go.
Middays at 10, Solak and Bertrand.
So then, never mind. He did not die because of exposure.
So he's the only worker in the stadium? So makes no sense.
So he just, I don't know, died.
Solak and Bertrand, 98.5.
That is a good one.
The Sports Hub.
Well, Hardy and I going, died.
So for whatever it's worth, and maybe it's worth nothing, it's just one example of you and I being in lockstep.
Yes.
A couple times this week. Yeah.
The Sports Hub. Middays at 10, Solak and Bertrand.
You know, he and his brother are in the business and sanitation.
Sanitation. Not sanitation.
We get rid of all the sanitarium.
Solak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Again, Hardy and I on the very same page.
What were we talking about? Whose brother was in sanitation?
I have
sanitation?
No idea, but our minds immediately said, whatever Zoe's talking about is not important. We need to get to the line from Scarface.
I told you about them. You're in a sanitarium. No. Sanitation.
Sanitation.
Middays at 10, Zolak and Bertrand.
You can't extradite somebody from the DR for drug charges.
Oh.
You can do it for bigamy, for shipwrecking and piracy.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports
Hub. With so much confidence.
And then.
Shit, we believed her.
And then crapped all over us when we saw, how do you know all this? I Googled that, and if you Google it, you can find out that you could only be extradited for shipwrecking and
bigamy.
And it's considered to be an anti-Mormon law, but it exists in the DR.
Where'd you get that? Google.
And I Google that. It turns out you can be actually extradited from the Dominican Republic for a variety of charges. But hey, we appreciate the interaction. Shaughnessy was very impressed with her that, you know, she bothered to look it up and do a little bit of research on it, even if it proved to be ultimately wrong.
Because Shaughnessy was ready to write the story that Hanley was hiding out in the Dominican Republic.
Yes.
To avoid extradition.
Right.
Middays at 10, Zolak and Bertrand.
I'll bring it straight to them.
Okay.
If I could build that team that I want to build, being if they could do...
All right, but either way, Johnny, you got to beat Golden State.
Can't have an entire soft pretzel in your mouth when you call the program either. Yeah.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
I've been wanting pretzel bites ever since that guy called. Did we get them from Rail Stop? Is that what we decided?
I think that's what we decided.
Man, those were good. That sounds like a pretzel bite weekend coming up, doesn't it? Go find
no,
a good...
No, I'm not on the same page with you on
what's
that
the, What's the secret to eating good pretzel bites?
Finding a good place that makes good pretzels.
Makes good pretzel bites.
Yeah.
Okay.
Middays at 10, Zolak and Bertrand.
And make sure they don't go into the finals. Add the fact that... Hello?
Yeah, we're still here.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Yeah, it's like mid-sentence and just got convinced that he was cut off or we had hung up. No.
Let no, no, go. We listened.
Yeah.
Till the airtime, please. Go on.
Yeah.
Keep going.
We got 3 more minutes of this show.
Yeah.
Because
take a call right now. If you want to get
we're going to bring Hook in for a crossover.
I had a couple of guests today. Walter, Rich, you guys got anything? You got any final words, you know?
No.
You know, there's like 2 minutes left. You want to... Yeah. Up next.
Right, here we go.
Middays at 10, Zolak and Bertrand.
Hi, Sarge.
Good morning.
Do you remember that, Sarge?
No, I didn't watch that show. Huh. The ultimate smorgasbord call. Cheap shot. First 5 minutes of this hour. Oof.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports
Day in
Hub.
The life of Sarge.
That was pretty much the entire contribution that Sarge made on the show on Monday. Bless his heart. He was very excited. He retweeted something a little while ago.
He's going to work with Fred 3 times next week. Did I hear that correct?
That's not... It's...
3 times?
I think he's...
Look at Hook already shaking his head. Ooh. 4 times, you say. 4 times.
There are some interesting scheduling choices next week. That's all I'll say.
Okay. What all does right. that mean? That feels like there's... It's something it's, bothering you.
It's definitively you talk a vacation about week. No,
oh,
it's fine.
Okay.
It's
all
just
right. okay.
it's deep bench time.
Sarge was excited for Roll with the Changes. That's what it was earlier.
Middays at 10, Zolak and Bertrand.
And I mean, it's pretty much right there.
Huh. Interesting.
Hmm. Computers.
Tricky thing.
2018.
What?
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports
yeah,
Hub.
That is the year. Whew. Good job.
All right, one more promo for the week. Here we go.
Middays at 10, Zolak and Bertrand.
It's a crazy league. What's going on in Boston is not normal. Can do it to that league.
I messed up a word.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
I messed up a word.
Conduitive.
Conduitive.
Not fair.
We didn't hammer him for it.
You know, Zoe's listening right now.
We didn't hammer him. What did we say? We said, conducive. We knew what you meant. We
right,
move on.
Right.
It's funny, though.
No, he had to skate like a couple minutes early. So, Zoe, we love you. That's good. Have a safe trip. All right. Good. Anything else, Beetle?
No, I'm good.
All right. Sports Hub Golf Club tomorrow morning, 7 a.m.
7 a.m.?
7 a.m., yes.
What are you going to be doing?
Golf.
Talking about
John Smoltz, who puked all over his foot joys yesterday in the first round of the U.S.
You know,
Senior
you know
Open.
Who's got to go, secretly he's got a hair across his ass about Smoltz? Maz.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, get Maz going.
They got a little history? They have a
no,
little history?
I don't think they have a history. There's just things that Smoltz, I don't know, used to talk about, and golf was one of them, that really rubbed some people the wrong way.
John Smoltz is a really, really good golfer. You know what? You're really, really not
way.
Ready to play against those other guys.
Yeah, and that's Maz's point, I believe.
A little shady, I think.
Oh, really? Oh. Some creative math when it comes to the scorecard? Hmm.
Smoltz.
I'm just not sure. Okay. that could mean so many things from Felger.
Could mean anything.
All right.
Could mean anything. Hey, get Maz going on him sometime.
All right.
He's got something to say about him.
Okay.
All right, then. Have a fabulous weekend. If you're going into a vacation week, have a great week. I'll be back next week after the 4th.
Very good.
All right, Hardy. Good?
Yep. Sounds good.
Felger, Murray, Hook, next.
Oh, also, excuse me, Hardy.